everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Americans pretty high on Obama, according to yet another poll that's been released. The presidency hit the 100-day mark. Here's what I say to you. 100 days later, how do you feel about President Obama's administration on a scale of 1 to 10? We did this a long time ago, before, right before he became president. On a scale of 1 to 10, what numerical, or what number, what number would you give this administration? Just in general, the administration. Not the man, not a personal attack on the man, just how they're handling things so far. And I'm going to tell you about the new poll, too, and what the poll spelled out. That the nation overall pretty pleased with Mr. Cool, Joe Cool, president. Sad story of the week, I think, is GM shutting down the 13 plants because of the other industries as well that are going to be affected. You're talking about an entire summer, and you have suppliers and others, some of those companies that will go belly up because they won't be able to handle the lack of income that would normally go their way, that won't because of GM. And Chrysler, in the meantime, is getting ready to file Chapter 11, so pretty bleak still with the auto industry. Of course, not a surprise. In speaking of economy and economic things that relate to all of us, whether you live in a small town, a big town, or anywhere else in between, guarantee if you look in your purse right now or go in your wallet, you've got at least one credit card. I mean, is there anybody, and I'll throw this out there, is there anybody listening to me that doesn't have at least one credit card? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Well, there was a big hubbub at the White House, a.k.a. meeting, with the credit card mafia. And there wasn't much as far as details that were released from that meeting, but here's a little snippet of Obama.
I think that there has to be strong and reliable protections for consumers. The days of any time, any reason, rate hikes, and late fee traps have to end.
All right, so that in a nutshell, I would, of course, absolutely agree with Obama on that. It's ridiculous. I've told you many stories. In fact, at the start of this week, we had somebody on, Jerry Curtis, to tell us what the credit card companies were pulling, some of the scams, because it is scams. It's abusive what's happened to the American people as far as credit cards are concerned. And you're talking about all kinds of scenarios. We're not talking about complete deadbeats and people not paying on anything. We're talking about people who pay more every single month and then find that their card is completely cut off because they're not using it, or suddenly the APR went from 8 to 28% overnight. It wasn't because they missed a late payment. It was because of something else. And because they changed the rates, and it's absolutely outrageous what they've been able to get away with. And then there's the thing where you have to beat the credit card company up because you find out from other people, well, they did that to me and they tried to screw me over, so I called them up. And, you know, they're not playing now either. It's pretty tough to get those reductions once they jack it up on you. So let's see where it goes. My only concern about saying, yeah, you know, we're done with this. We're done with, you can just randomly assign numbers and jack it up because it affects people's credit across the board, is the other side of that. But here's the thing. I'm going to be, once this is, let's say it's implemented, and let's say the credit card companies agree and they're going to, we'll play along and we're going to fix this thing, Mr. President. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But what will happen is, where are they freezing the number? What number are you getting stuck with? It's kind of like, I don't know how many people ever played any of those carnival games. You know, the wheels that they spin and there's numbers on the wheel. It's like we're at a carnival game, only the credit card companies are running it, and the wheel goes round and round and lands on a random number. But now, is it gonna be freeze where you are? And then there's no way you're getting that reduction either. There's no way to even hammer them or hassle with them to try to reduce the number. I think it's scary. And speaking of scary, the scariest thing going on in the Middle East right now, although we could probably list the top five, has to be what's happening in Pakistan. And why? Because Pakistan is obviously pretty lawless, pretty much riddled with corruption. So you figure at this point the Taliban's going to own Pakistan at the rate this president is going. And the conversations over the phone about, geez, you better get that military up there on that border. Lots of things are happening. Are you watching what's happening with the Taliban? Uh-huh. Don't worry so much about your dreaded, hated, mortal enemy, India, because while you're paying attention to that, guess what's happening up here? Well, the thing is, nobody wants to go against the Taliban, at least the current guys that are in office and that are running the military. So that's not happening. So what does the United States do? How involved does the United States become? Because now you're talking about wackos with nukes. You're talking about the very guys, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, who slaughtered 3,000 of our people. At least when you had Musharraf in office, despite the fact that at the end he showed no spine, there were some possibilities for diplomacy, and for a while things seemed a little bit subdued, although it was a false sense of security, to be sure. But now you can forget about any security. So how thin can we be stretched? How much help can the United States be expected to give? They may just have to let that one go. I don't think that's what will happen, because now you're still talking about women, children, and what happens in Islamabad. So I don't think so. Then you'll have the UN make some sort of a proclamation against the Taliban, but it won't have any teeth in it because they never do. So they'll send in peacekeeping forces, but what will they be charged with? What will they be able to do as far as stopping the Taliban? Well, the answer to that is nothing, because that's not what a UN peacekeeping mission does. Unless there is something severe that happens, and the only thing severe that can happen, to be honest, is drop a bomb on those cockroaches. Put out flyers, get all the women and children out, and drop a bomb on the Taliban. If only we could do that. If only the United States could just let it go and turn Pakistan, that area of Pakistan, into glass. There's your solution. I mean, because they are like cockroaches. They hide out, then they come out from all corners, and then it's too late. And they pollute the minds of, we know the system. I don't have to teach it to you on these airwaves. They pollute the young, disenfranchised men in the area, and they turn them into rabid beasts who ultimately try to become killing machines for the glory of it all. Because that's the best they can do. How do you stop it? And the answer is, it's really tough to stop, as we know. Coming up, we have birthdays this day in history a little bit later in the show. And, of course, news you can abuse. How would you rate the first 100 days of the Obama administration on a scale of 1 to 10? Be honest. If you think it's a 10, that's fine. If you think it's a 1, that's okay as well. And I'll give you my number in a second here on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115 and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
People think Barack Obama is the magic man. What do you think of the administration on a scale of 1 to 10? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We will lighten the load. That's my favorite expression, as we have some fun things that we'll talk about a little bit later in the show. But we're getting close to that 100-day mark, and a lot of people are starting to write about how he's doing so far as a president, and is he crazy ambitious with a huge agenda that he's trying to, push forward? Some people think it's good, and some people think that he has a real comfortableness in his own skin and feels pretty comfortable with some of the things that he's been through, even if they've been some tough things. He's obviously new at this game. He was a junior senator and elected. And at this point, there are a lot of risks now associated with this terror tactics / interrogation methods and the public opinion on that. But ultimately, I mean, no president, I don't care if you are a rabid conservative, a Republican conservative, or a flaming liberal, or independent, or a libertarian, or none of the above, because you think everybody's so bloody corrupt and you're sick of Washington in general. Nobody's going to get that. I don't think anybody's ever going to get a 10. If I were using the scale like I threw out, 1 to 10, I would say with mistakes that have happened and then reactions that have been okay, not everything has been foul play with his administration. I mean, I would absolutely cop to that. But I think the one of the bigger blunders was what happened recently by releasing those memos. I think then the reversal on that was pretty tough, so he would be downgraded for that. I think some of the choices for positions around Obama have been rough, and of course they weren't vetted out correctly, and that points to the people around him, but it's the administration. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give him a 5. I would give him a 5. Not everything has been a massacre, but there have been a lot of things that have been bungled that I think could have been saves. And the stimulus was another one, because leaving that outrageous debt to the generations behind that they can never pay. I mean, let's be honest. Will they ever be able to pay that debt? And the answer is no. They'll be saddled with it. People who are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, do you think there's going to be Social Security left? You know, when you get your check and you see what you're paying into Social Security and the breakdown of it, I don't think they're, at the rate we're going, I don't think we're going to have Social Security left in the end. Now, some people would think I'm being generous with a 5 and crazy and I must be out of my mind and listen to the show and probably think, wow, that's, I wouldn't peg her at a 5. And then other people would be in disbelief, because according to the latest poll, and there are so many of them, and I always say this as the disclaimer, you can manipulate numbers however you want to manipulate them. Ask any good accountant, right? And 65% of America, still, at least in this poll, still saying it's difficult for them and their families to get ahead, and we saw that in another poll we talked about the other night, so that's true. But all in all, for the first time, I guess, in a long time when some of these polls have been done, most Americans are saying the country is headed in the right direction. So this is in the first 100 days. And you know, how much of a honeymoon president, how much of a honeymoon does a president get? And what people are saying is things like, he has a very positive outlook. He's well-spoken and very vocal. I mean, see, these to me, I want the hard stuff. What are you doing to turn things around? So April 29th will be the 100th day, and you can bet this weekend and heading into next week, there'll be a lot of things written about that. So the 65% means optimism, okay? But still, everyone in the country is complaining and whining about the economy. 80% believe that the federal debt will hurt the future generations, which, of course, is what I said. And you'd have to get mixed reviews for the way he's handled that, right? But the percentage of Americans thinking that we're headed in the right direction is pretty high, 48%. 48%, yeah. And, you know, it's that optimistic thing, according to the AP poll that I just went through. They haven't had this kind of optimism since January of 2004, and that was after Saddam Hussein was captured. And that's when that survey found it was, quotes, we're headed in the right direction more than the wrong direction. But here's what they're getting with these numbers. So 64%, the AP poll says that 64% of the public approves of Obama's job performance, still down since February. These polls. People saying that he needs to get more of a chance. Now, remember, there's always that sampling error, the plus and the minus and blah, blah, blah. And you got to think about this. And keep this in mind whenever you hear about any polls. Do you know how many people they talk to for a poll, they being AP or Wall Street Journal or any of them? It's usually a very small sampling. You're talking about 1,000 people. So that's how they're pulling this information. Now, it is a sampling, and scientifically, it's administered correctly, of course. And a lot of pollsters will tell you, well, it's accurate information. What do you want? You're not going to do, what are you going to talk to 1 million people? And of course not, or you'd never get the polls out. So most people in this random sampling, obviously, say thumbs up. Hey, you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, or you can jingle the number. And that number for ATN, of course, is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We put the pharmacy folks in the dungeon for the death of the 21 horses, but there certainly were other directions we could go in. Remember, every night, at least for a while. I'll start to pack it up a little bit, and we'll wean the dungeon down. We'll wind it down where we get to once or twice a week. But for now, we have a nightly dungeon inmate, and the dungeon inmate is the pharmacy cat that screwed up on the horses because of what? I don't know. They're doing the investigation. Was it just a stupid mistake? It was the wrong ingredient, but how did that happen? Was it a distraction? Now, here's the thing. If we find out that the person at the pharmacy was mixing this stuff up for these polo horses from Venezuela was texting, wouldn't that just send you right over the edge? How many times have we seen now tragedy has struck with that train accident? Somebody's texting, not paying attention. Car accidents galore because people are texting. They're not paying attention, so they look down. They're driving with one hand. We've seen this sexting that's happening, which is a huge dilemma for families with teenagers that are concerned about what's going on there. Texting is like one of those things that's a necessary evil, I guess, in some cases. And I think you're either a person who texts or you don't. It may be a generational thing. It might be a convenience thing. And I wonder how much of this audience texts, because new media is Facebook and Twitter. It's been around, but sources are on Facebook and Twitter, and people are getting information by texting, and we see this all the time, even with people in government and in other positions. So I hope it doesn't come out this was a text thing and not paying attention, but who knows? The FDA is on the scene and looking into how that all got transferred in there, because 21 is an outrage. Killed the whole stable. I mean, 21 horses to go down. And we talked about this last hour in sports shorts. That's just absolutely incredible. I've never seen it. Of all the things that happen to horses, thoroughbreds at tracks, I have never seen 21 horses go down at the same time. More on Pakistan odds and ends as well. You can jump in. 800-259-5791.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Coming up, we're going to tell you how the Obamas are handling being first-time dog owners, which, by the way, a lot of people gave them high marks for adopting a dog. They sort of didn't adopt it. They were given the dog, but, okay, we don't have to go in that direction. There was actually a little controversy there over the dog named Bo, who's a Portuguese water dog. I never heard of a Portuguese water dog before that. Hey, everybody, America Tonight, Kate Delaney, talking about the 21 horses that went down due to what was mixed and given to them, and it happened right before that polo match in Palm Beach, shocking, certainly the crowd, sad, sad story for those horses, and the pharmacy completely cooperating with the Food and Drug Administration that is investigating what happened there and what was the substance that went in. Let's go to Dave, who's listening to us in Dallas on KVCE. Hey, Dave.
Hi. Am I understanding this right? Did those horses just collapse or did they die?
No, they died.
All of them, huh?
All of them. You know, well, if you've ever been around horse racing, geez, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say, well, he just came back. Barack Obama just came back from down there and shaking hands and palling around with all those guys down there. And Venezuela was one of them, of course. And a lot of those were Venezuelan horses, right? Or were all of them doing Venezuelan?
They were all from Venezuela, those horses, yeah.
Well, do you think there might be a little kickback retribution going on? Somebody didn't like what he did down there and said, hey, you know, we're going to get you back for jumping in the picture too many times. And
yeah, let's poison the horses.
That'd be one way to do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, boy, it sure would be one way to do it. We needed a rib shot on that.
Yeah, do you think that 48%, was that his approval rating so far for the first 100
no,
days?
No, his approval rating actually is in the 60s. His approval rating, depending on the poll, is 63 or even up to 65. What would you say, Dave? I mean, I said like
on
a scale of 1 to 10.
I wouldn't give it that high, honestly. I'm afraid I'd give him about a 30 right now.
Yeah.
And I think that 30 is dropping real fast, and I just don't have any confidence in him at all. I didn't have any when I found out he was tied up with Chicago politics in the primaries. I had very little confidence at that point. But after I've seen him in action, I don't see that he's done one thing right that's helped America or our jobs or anything else. And jobs is what's going to tell the tale on this guy and on the Democrat Congress. If they don't get busy, start creating some jobs, they're gone in 2010, if they even last that long. But I'd also think that he's probably trying to invite from what he's doing, making himself appear so weak and acquiescence and all that, and apologetic, that he's going to invite a terrorist attack upon our country, and he might have it in mind. He'll just suspend the Constitution at that point and become a dictator with those czars he set up all over the country.
Oh, boy, let's hope that doesn't happen. Well, you know, I jokingly used to say King Obama, and a lot of people think that it's being set up that way, because you're right. At what point, if everything collapses?
It looks like it is to me.
Yeah.
I think he does have an agenda, and I think from what he's doing, he don't really care about how America's collapsing. It don't seem like to me, except but look pretty and say some words. It's deeds, Barack Obama, not words. They're going to tell the tale on you. And there's 300 million of us out here, and there's very few of you.
Yeah, Dave, thanks. Thanks, I appreciate the comments. And you're right, you know, that I said I gave him a 5, so I gave him a slightly higher mark. But the concern is he's dead right on, Dave, thanks. He's dead right on when he says the jobs will tell the story, because if 90% of what that poll is saying, that's what we care about is the economy. It's not even about the other issues that are obviously under a lot of our skin, like the illegal immigration takeover over 12 million people, which I think, frankly, that number is bogus. I think it's double, but whatever. That's one of those things that got shelved. But even though it's been brought up a little bit, oh, we're going to have this road to amnesty, but no. He's absolutely right. If there aren't jobs, if people don't have jobs, if the money gets more and more deflated, if it comes down to a crisis crunch thing and everything is flip-flopped, I mean, there's no question. First of all, there's no question that there's their re-election then in his future. It's ultimately about the economy. Somebody said to me the other day, you wait and see right before the election. That's when everything will flip around. But I don't know if you can wait that long. This is the first 100 days of his administration. So, you know, that drumbeat is catching up. It's starting to get louder and louder and louder. And then the other thing is that Dave mentioned that we've been talking about, obviously, here a lot on America Tonight. And Jed Babin, by the way, hopefully, Dave, you're around for that one. He's coming up in our next hour. But the terrorist threat, of course, at this point, with the fact that all the interrogation techniques are out there, and now Gitmo's going to be closed, and, oh, yeah, nobody wants the detainees in their countries. They don't want to take them back, so we're stuck with them. And, geez, if we want to send them off, we're going to have to pay to have them sent back to their countries. We're going to have to pay a fee to have them take them. You know, there's some mangled things happening. Pakistan, the lawlessness there. What happens with the Taliban? They get to Islamabad, completely take everything over. You still are catching up with what's going on in Baghdad and talking about troop removal, but how do you do that with Afghanistan burning up the way it is? And Pakistan, same thing. I feel sorry I feel proud for the people that are over fighting in the Middle East, but I also feel badly for their families, because how many deployments can they go through? And there's so many good people that they just do it. This is what I signed up for. They just do it. They just do it. They rotate it back and back again. But it's out of control. It's out of control what's happening in the Middle East. And let's not forget about Iran. Oh, nuclear enrichment, but we're not using it for actual nukes. Yeah, right, I believe that. Kick all the inspectors out. They're all going to have to just go away. We'll show them the other thing if you just let us do what we need to do while we have these talks. You let us continue to enrich. Here's the deal. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is just like Kim Jong-il in North Korea, who now completely booted out all the inspectors, all the weapons inspectors, and he doesn't care. And you can throw these sanctions out there, and you can say, well, forget it, we're not going to get your products, and you're going to strangle off the money that you want. That's the one thing they could do, certainly to Kim Jong-il. But with Iran, they have these threats that they'll throw out, the UN will throw out, but they never, ever back it up with these sanctions. They just threaten it and threaten it and threaten it, and nothing ever becomes of it. And there is a point. I mean, he is Joe Cool. That's how he got the nickname. He's comfortable in his own skin, as Howard Feynman said in his column about Obama. There's no question about it, but is it just a mosaic of words, or is there some meat to this? If there aren't jobs created, and if people eventually, even the ones that are optimistic, start to fall off the vine, then it'll be curtains for Obama and the Democrats. I think Dave is just dead on with that. All right, we played the Hound Dog song because I was going to mention the one thing that people would think is a positive. See, it's all the window dressing, isn't it? The dog named Bo, who is the new puppy of the Obamas, apparently the First Lady had a bunch of kids out at the White House because it was Take Your Children to Work Day. So there were a lot of children at the White House, a lot of branch employees, grandchildren of folks, and all that kind of stuff. And it's so typical of kids. They're oblivious to the other things that are going on, and they're young, asking the First Lady about the dog and what does the dog like to do. Well, what does the dog like to do? Likes to chew on people's feet and stuff. And I have a dog who's new, a dog who is now going to be 9 weeks old as of Sunday. And he's a golden retriever. His name is Mahalo. Many of you have followed me through this whole dog ordeal. And let me tell you, that housebreaking them thing is not easy. Matt, do you have a dog? Matt, he's disappeared. He said, "I'm out of here, lady. I had to pull the dungeon out. I'm exhausted. I'm going through so many people at GCN because it's heavy lifting." But I'm curious as to whether he had a dog or not. He's in Minnesota, and, of course, our studios are in Minneapolis. And I know there are dog owners there, but I'm not sure if he's one of them or not. So I've had to kind of school myself in this whole puppy thing, as I don't I didn't grow up with dogs because my brother was allergic to them. And it's kind of interesting as to how tough it is, this breaking in process. Nobody told me about that. Oh, the puppy's cute, he's great, he's wonderful. But trying to get him to go from a second floor downstairs and to get him to go out at certain times, and I'm just a sissy when it comes to the whole crate training thing because I can't stand to hear him whine, although his whining isn't that bad, but he is going to be a big, big dog. Nothing like this Chinese water dog.
See, don't you remember? I can't have a dog because remember my sister was allergic.
Oh, that's right. Your sister's allergic. I forgot I asked you that when we first jumped on the air. See, like my brother, that's what I said. So I didn't grow up with dogs, so I've had to learn this whole thing. I had to go to the store today and get a book on golden retrievers to try to figure out this whole housebreaking thing.
So you're discovering it for the first time.
I'm discovering for the first time, how to do all these things. Everybody, here's the thing, and I know a lot of guys are listening to this show. How many of you have dogs? And you probably have great tips for me, but everybody has a different suggestion on how to do it. Do you keep them in the crate and let them whine? Do you let them go on the pee pad? Do you put them outside at certain times? It's not as easy as I thought. Hang with us.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but I'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
Coming up next hour, we'll go to our email, but I did get one hit here that's worth reading to you. Just got an email here from Jake, who listens to us on KJCE in Austin, Texas. And Jake says that, Kate, I can't believe you gave Obama a 5, although I think you're being pretty diplomatic. I say he gets a 1, and I believe I'm being generous. He's done nothing but hold a pageantry of different people coming in and out of the White House, from Easter egg rolls to dogs. Who cares? I think he's doing a terrible job. And this latest thing of going after the Bush people for the interrogation techniques is asinine. All right, and I agree with you on that. I don't think that they should pursue in any way, shape, or form any kind of a witch hunt in any form for anybody that was involved in that, because it makes no sense. First of all, you got to move the ball forward, especially with where we are in the world. There's too much happening to get stuck on what happened in the past. And we keep coming back to the same thing. Was there information that was gained by the techniques, by the waterboarding? What did we learn? You have to decide, what is it that you want to do as a country? What makes us safer? What do people say? And it's split down the middle. You'll have some people like Bob Baer, who was a CIA operative, rather, saying that it doesn't work, but can't 100% say his colleagues don't believe that it doesn't work, because it's split. It depends on who you talk to in the Defense Department or who you talk to in the CIA as to what the end results were. That's why I say they release everything at this point. Who cares? Because interrogating techniques are done. This is what's going to happen. Anybody who is a murdering thug that would like to harm Americans, or somehow they do harm Americans. When they're captured, if they're captured, they'll be treated like a regular prisoner who's done anything in the United States. They'll sit down, they'll try to question them, and there'll be nothing at all that'll be aggressive in any of the techniques. It'll just be a verbal banter back and forth, maybe a little good cop, bad cop, verbally, and that's it. I think that if you watch TNT's The Closer, Kara Sedgwick would be tougher on the people that she interrogates than the future would-be terrorists, or flat-out terrorists who have caused something awful, will be treated by anybody who gets in a room with them. I think that's what it'll be. And a lot of people will say, well, you know, that's how it should be, because we are the United States of America, and we don't, quote, torture. And I would agree with that. We don't. We don't cut off a reporter's head and then have his wife have to find his body through a bunch of sources many, many weeks later and learn that he was duped into thinking he was going to an interview when, in fact, he was being captured and held prisoner and then ultimately was slaughtered as other Americans were, and other things that have been done to Americans. Okay. So, yeah, we aren't those people. We don't do that. But simulating drowning to get information, information that led to something significant, I don't know. You be the judge. Put it on a scale, weigh it, and you tell me what you come up with there. So the president, 100 days next week, how would you rate him on a scale of 1 to 10? That was the question I asked. Actually, Tom in Kansas was nice enough to have a conversation with our man at the helm, Matt Johnson, and said that he doesn't care. He agrees with Jake in Austin. He doesn't care about the sideshow Obamas, their fashion, the dolls made of them, the dog, any of that sort of stuff, or the parties they're throwing at the White House, because he's doing a terrible job. So I think there's certainly frustration out there, and then there's people that are completely elated and are believing that we have a rock star in the White House and everything's going to be great and everything's going to turn around. We'll see. 100 days in is a pretty small amount of time, in all fairness. What's it going to look like in 6 months, though? And there's no time for all the shenanigans. There's no time to worry about, you know, who's doing what to who. And that's also part of, I think, the problem. When Ari Fleischer handled the White House, I think he did a great job in representing what his president was saying. I think that Dee Dee Myers did a good job for the Clintons. Some would say Stephanopoulos did a good job for the Clintons. But bottom line is, it seems to me like is the tail wagging the dog, vice versa. There always seems to be this confusion as to what the course of action is. And I don't understand that. Communicating what's coming out of the White House is perhaps the most important thing that has to happen correctly. And you're not going to get it right 100% of the time. It's like baseball. You know, a 300 hitter, how often are they getting it right if you think about every at-bat? You know, what, 30% of the time? But when they get it right, they get it right, and they're knocking the cover off the ball. And the problem is they've dropped the ball on so many things, whether it's wording or whether it's stepping into something too fast or whether it's not full knowledge, I think, of what the situation is. And now we're going to have this deal that I mentioned earlier on the show where these photographs are going to be released from Iraq and Afghanistan that show prisoners in, I don't know, various poses and stuff that were being held by the United States. And the Defense Department is saying that they fear for the release of these photographs because they think it will hurt retribution-wise in the Middle East, because people will go crazy in the Middle East once they see these photographs, which will be published worldwide and are coming out at the end of May. The floodgates will be opened. So what does this do? Does this say to people in the world, hey, we're cleaning up. This is, we're showing you everything. Here's everything. We're emptying our boxes. We're throwing all the trash out. And here's some of the things that we think you might think is horrible. So here's the pictures. Here's what we think. We are the good guys. Here's what we think was torture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it just exposes more weaknesses is what it does. I mean, how transparent when we say when the campaign promises you're going to have a transparent government, how's that working out? How is ultimately that going to work out in the end? Don't you think that while we don't want to have Big Brother looking over our shoulder every 5 seconds, and we don't want tanks in the streets, certainly, or any of that stuff, and we don't want complete control, at the same time, aren't there things that really, do you really want to know? Do you really want to know how we found this out? I think there has to be classified things that stay classified. And that was one of the things that should have stayed classified. And now releasing these pictures, oh, just an utter disaster on the heels of what just happened. Why would anybody want to go into the CIA? Why would anybody want to? Because you know ultimately there's a great chance you could get thrown under the bus. I mean, are you going to have to, if you work for the CIA, you're going to have a lawyer draw up your own agreement that, geez, if you tell me to do this and I agree to do it as an employee because I believe in the government and protecting the American people, but if the next administration in decides this just wasn't the right course, even though I have this piece of paper, so they're going to trot me out in front of the whole world and I'm going to have to describe everything, I don't see people wanting that gig. Not at all. Do you? Would you want that job? Would you want the job, because people already complain about this in our regular jobs, would you want the job where everything you do is just not good enough? And geez, why can't you find Osama bin Laden, and why can't you find some of these terrorist cells and Hamas connections in the United States? But boy, you better just do it right down to the bone, legal. Yes, we do things legal in this country, but what were the legalities when all of that was going on at Gitmo? That's what you have to ask yourself. Was it terror? I mean, really? Come on now. Shoot me an email, day or night, America Tonight.
Oh, frick! Oh, no! I don't have any weapons of mass destruction, okay?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.